USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A fourth teenager is dead after the school shooting in Michigan. A 15-year-old student at Oxford High north of Detroit is accused of killing four classmates and injuring seven others on Tuesday. Police are continuing to pore over surveillance video and tracking his social media where he reportedly had posted a countdown. All schools in the district will be closed for the rest of the week. Two DeKalb County Sheriff's investigators in Georgia are in the hospital after going after a suspect that was wanted for aggravated assault. DeKalb County Sheriff Melody Maddox gives an update on the health of the two officers.
They are now hospitalized here at DeKalb County. One is in surgery and the other is in stable condition.
A $20,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of 38-year-old Edward Allen Gatling. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
With the bipartisan infrastructure package passed into law, Democrats are now focused on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda to provide Americans with more benefits and good-paying union jobs. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says he hopes the bill does not pass the Senate, otherwise inflation will continue to grow.
When you spend like crazy, you shouldn't be surprised when you get a 31-year high inflation rate. So that's where we're at. Let's hope they stop it.
The Biden administration continues to say it expects inflation to decrease in 2022. Capital One is getting rid of its overdraft fees. Retail banking customers who belong to Cap One won't have to pay the fees that can be up to $35 for each time it happens. A spokesperson for the company saying they'll lose around $150 million in revenue each year because of the decision to get rid of the fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Oz announces his bid for a Pennsylvania Senate seat.
America's known him for years as Dr. Oz. Now he wants to be Senator Oz. Or would that be Senator Dr. Oz? In any case, the TV personality and celebrity surgeon Mehmet Oz has announced he's running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican to represent a district near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He says while he has lived in New Jersey until not long ago, it's not like he's a carpetbagger.
I grew up just across the border south of Philadelphia. I went to medical school at Penn in Philadelphia. I went to business school at Wharton in Philadelphia. I became home a year ago. It feels good to be back.
Issues he says he'll focus on: school safety, job creation, and he's critical of COVID-19 mandates and lockdowns. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has ordered all National Guard and Reserve troops to get COVID-19 vaccines or face a loss of pay. The order comes as the Pentagon is engaged in a battle with the Oklahoma National Guard over a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Austin saying the Pentagon will enforce the mandate even while the guardsmen are on state duty, though Governor Kevin Stitt, Republican of Oklahoma, argues the opposite. Actor Alec Baldwin is giving his first sit-down interview since the deadly shooting on the Rust movie set. Baldwin sitting down with George Stephanopoulos of ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.